As part of the stimulus plan, more than $5 billion in education funding is expected to come to Florida. In Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor's 11th Congressional District, which encompasses Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee counties, $145 million alone is coming soon.
This is historic. This has never happened before, and it's likely never to happen again, that we have such a significant infusion of new dollars for our students, classrooms, and our economy.
Castor spoke this morning from Chamberlain High School, her alma mater, where she was joined by a cast of dozens, including local school board officials and students from Chamberlain. The $7.8 billion stimulus bill was signed by President Obama on Tuesday, 4 weeks after he was inaugurated. Congresswoman Castor said the education funding by itself would absolutely bring an immediate jolt to the Tampa Bay area economy.
In my congressional district alone, we're going to receive over about $150 million. In the Tampa Bay area, we're going to receive about a half a billion dollars for our students and our classrooms and their teachers, their families. This has an important ripple effect throughout the Tampa Bay area because those dollars that come into the hands of the teachers and the folks that are going to modernize the classroom and put in the new computer labs, those dollars then go to our grocery stores, they go to our stores, they go into they're paying for their health care. So these are new dollars that are going to cycle through our community and help get our economy back on track.
Chamberlain is what is known as a Title I school, which as designated by the federal government means they have around 40% or more of its students that come from families that qualify as low income. Castor says $45 million will go to her district for those schools. There will also be substantial funds for students with special needs, with $26 million going to the Congresswoman's district for that program. Hillsborough County School Board member Jack Lamb says that until now, Congress had failed to live up to its promises to fund what is officially known as IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
Congress made a promise to those students and parents that they would fund at least 40% for enhancement of programs because it costs more for special education. They've never lived up to that promise, got as high as 17%. And when Congressman Castor called and spoke to me, I told her, finally, Congress is living up to their promise. So I'd like to shake your hand. We really appreciate it. And we have some people here that can speak to it.
Winnie Tyes, Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instructions at Hillsborough County. She said the school board is assembling a task force immediately to deal with how to best spend their new largesse.
Looking at some of the things like technology, some opportunities for our students to have access to programs that they've not been able to access. We talked about Chamberlain High School and what a model they were for technology many years ago. Well, as we all know, technology changes on a regular basis. So keeping up with that technology can sometimes be a challenge. These dollars will perhaps help our students to not only upgrade the labs that are in place here, but give them some programs that can really improve their academic progress so that they can be as successful as possible.
Some of the criticism of the economic stimulus bill is that it's not as timely as it needs to be to give the economy a boost. But supporters, such as Hillsborough County School Superintendent Mary Ellen Ilya, says that much of the funding that goes under school modernization will be a cost saver for a long time to come.
The issues of getting a more efficient system in our schools for lighting and for ways that we can save energy, those are long-term savings that right now immediately will put work out in this community. We were, at one point in time, and many of you are aware of it, we were one of the largest builders in this community and in the Southeast. And that has all leveled off now and is in a negative. We need to move and put funds out in the community to the vendors that were mentioned, to the engineers, to the people that will actually do the work in our schools, to get them to the point where they are the best place for our students to be educated.
Although the stimulus bill has been lambasted by conservative critics in unsparing terms, there are economists, and not just those considered to be on the left, who think the $787 billion bill will be insufficient to effectively do the job. Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's.com, who advised the John McCain campaign last year, told Fox News Sunday he thinks the Obama administration will need to go back to Congress next year for a second stimulus bill, Congresswoman Kathy Kasser says the emphasis now needs to be on the housing crisis, however.
That's absolutely critical to the Tampa Bay area and a state like Florida that continues to have the highest rates of foreclosure. So let's look at what President Obama is going to propose, and it's going to be a broad-based, multifaceted recovery plan.
Although the stimulus bill was being compared to legislation that Franklin Roosevelt churned out during his first 100 days in office some 75 years ago, the acclaim has been mixed for the president, since his administration had at one time spoken about having 80 senators support the bill, as well as a number of House Republicans. It didn't work out like that. Some Democrats say Obama shouldn't concern himself so much with bipartisanship, since some of his concessions, like extensive tax breaks, didn't win him much, if any, Republican support. Again, Congresswoman Kasser.
Throughout our community, Democrats, Republicans, Independents are hopeful that this recovery plan is going to work. Governor Charlie Crist has been a Republican. Governor Charlie Crist has been a major proponent, and I've been working with Governor Crist. The politics as usual of the past decade does not fit this historic crisis situation, and instead now we've got to focus on making sure it works and people get back to work.